Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you for being here today. If you're new to these, we spend about 4 or 5 minutes every single weekday, and our hope is to take bite-sized truth that's applicable and encouraging as you launch into your day. And we're so thrilled. We have thousands of downloads every day and dozens of shares. So welcome to the family. We're grateful you're here. Today on the podcast, I want to think about this idea of a startable faith. On Sundays, Pastor Chuck has been teaching through Unstoppable, and this last edition was all about the faith that God shapes and the faith that God uses. I would encourage you to go by sugarhill.church and check out the replay. But in the Old Testament, we see an example of a faith that actually gets off the ground, somebody that's invited to start their faith, somebody that's invited to take a next step that in the moment didn't seem obvious, and yet they responded well. And the truth is, today, God's inviting us to take steps. And so I want to give you two principles that I think will be helpful as you think about what does it mean to start your faith? What does it mean to take a next step? In 1 Kings chapter 19, Elijah, this older prophet, eventually calls this younger prophet named Elisha. Now, sometimes we get those names confused because they're so similar, but in this moment, we meet this older prophet, Elijah, who eventually calls this younger prophet to follow him named Elisha. Now, when we meet Elisha in 1 Kings 19, he's just a normal guy. He's not the son of a priest. He's not a seminary graduate. He's not a monk. He's living at home with his parents, and he's working on his dad's farm. He's just living an ordinary life. And oftentimes, when God invites us to take next steps, it's not in those mountaintop experience moments that he invites us to do that. Oftentimes, he whispers to us in the quietness of a normal life. And so Elijah shows up, and it says in 1 Kings 19, verse 19, that Elisha, the younger guy, was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12th pair. And so in the middle of that moment, Elijah calls him to follow. What does he do? Here's principle number one. If you want to have a startable faith, number one, respond now, not later. Respond now, not later. In other words, when God's inviting you to do something, you don't need all the details. In fact, it says in verse 20 that Elisha left his oxen and he ran after Elijah and he said, "I will come with you." In other words, he didn't even have to pray about it. He didn't even list the pros and cons. He didn't talk to a therapist about it. He didn't need all the details. Hey, what's the salary package? Instead, he said, "I trust you. I'm in." And I would just encourage you today that I'm all for planning and I'm all for making wise decisions. But man, when it comes to moments of faith, when it comes to the startable faith, oftentimes it starts not with a detail, not with a 5-year plan, but it often starts with just one word. Just one word. And so I would encourage you, as you have that word, maybe as you're praying about your marriage, that word is, "I want you to stay." Or maybe when it comes to serving through the church, that word is "commit." Or maybe when it comes to big questions about health, that word is "trust." Whatever that is, respond now, not later. And then the second principle is release more, not less. Release more, not less. And so it says in verse 21 that Elisha left him. He went back, he took his yoke of oxen, and he actually slaughtered them, which in the Old Testament, this was not a surprise. He used it as an act of worship, and then he burned the plowing equipment. In other words, he was burning the ships. There was no plan B. There's no coming back to life as usual. I am leaving behind my ordinary life, and I am responding immediately, and I'm going to follow in faith. And so these two principles, I think, are hugely helpful as we think about what does a startable faith look like. A startable faith says, I'm going to respond now, not later. In other words, in this moment that God's prompting me, I'm going to say yes first. And then number two, I'm going to release more, not less. In other words, I'm going to hold on to what I have with loose grips, willing to give up my comfort, willing to give up my routine, willing to give up those things that I've been holding on to. I'm going to give those up and say yes. Today, I believe that God's putting something in front of you. Maybe it's small, maybe it's big. But would you be the kind of person that says, God, I'm going to say yes now. And God, I'm going to let go of what I'm holding on to and follow you. Well, I'll be praying for you as you think about this and apply this to your life today. If there's anything we can do to serve you or to help you, drop us an email at hello@sugarhillchurch.com.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.